Chris, you must be pretty heartbroken after that.
Yeah, I am, to be fair. It's disappointing, obviously, to lose a goal like we did when we were quite comfortable, to be honest with you. You know, you build yourselves up. So we've worked so hard to get ourselves into the position where we are today, or we were today. And then to concede like we did and then find out the results like they've gone, yeah, it's disappointing, you know, but can't fault them for effort. Just the cutting edge and the guile at the end, we let ourselves down a little bit.
Do you still believe there's a chance? Because mathematically, there's still an opportunity there.
You've got to keep going, and you've got to keep believing it. At the end of the day, anything can happen in football. It definitely can, you know. And we'd have to go into the last game and win by a big margin. And hope the other games go the other way as well. You know, listen, it's one of them, innit? We've got to keep going to the end and see what happens. But it's disappointing today, yeah.
It's frustrating, I suppose, the lack of chances really going forward second half.
Yeah, we didn't create anything, which is unlike us, you know. We lost Dukes for injury, and that was disappointing. And we lost Luke to injury as well. Two of them more creative players, which hindered us a little bit. But we never really got firing after that.
I suppose an anti-climax, as you say, after all the sort of anticipation, not just this week, but quite a few weeks going into this one.
Yeah, no, we've done, as I said, we've done so well to get ourselves where we are or where we were. And today, to fall like that is a bit disappointing. Just didn't do enough to create any chances. We had one good chance towards the end with Jay Reason had a header. If that goes in, we're sailing, you know, but didn't take the chance. Bit of the story of our season a little bit, if I'm being honest. Which changed games.
And Tranmere, a great away record, haven't they? How tough were they to break down today?
They were. They didn't let us have many chances, other than the one I said to you, you know, which was a good chance. Other than that, no, they weren't a lot in the game, was they? It was very nip and tuck, and yeah, it was what it was always going to be, if you ask me. You know, between the two teams, I thought, to be fair, I don't know whether he planned to do that, but I thought they'd come at us a little bit more. They didn't. And waited to the end and then nicked one, so credit to them.
And just the feeling in the dressing room must be very deflated after that.
Yeah, deflated, of course. You know, I just said to the lads in there, like, you know, the problem with our season this year has been inconsistency, been good and then not so good. There's not been any in between. So there's something that they, if they're at the football club or if they move on or the players that are still here for next season, then of course they're going to have to get better at that. That's something they're going to have to work on and to make sure they're, you know, up for every single game. And they weren't one for the lack of effort, though, that's for sure.
Is that something that's been on your mind already this summer and who stays and who goes?
I have got to look in advance of that, you know. I've got to do that. It's the nature of the game. We'll go into the last game and we'll give it our best shots. We ain't going to get in the playoffs now. Got to play it down, you know what I mean, because We're in a very, very difficult position. But you never quite know. It's theirs to lose, ours to gain, I guess, in the last game now.
And finally, just a word on Luke Coulson, as he came off there in the first half.
Injured again with his ankle, and so was Dury. So two disappointing losses, along with Beano. You could argue probably two or better players in the last sort of 4 or 5 months. We've lost, and obviously our top goal scorer. So yeah, it's been hard to take, but that's football.